Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of AI. Buckle up, Buttercup, because we're diving deep into the world of OpenAI's latest brainy bot, O3.
Ooh, exciting. I've heard whispers of this O3. Isn't it supposed to be like super smart, but also super expensive? Like caviar and truffle oil expensive?
Exactly. Think private jet, not budget airline. This thing's compute costs are eye-watering. Over $1,000 per query in high compute mode. A grand for an answer. Can you believe it?
$1,000. That's a lot. Like, I could buy a pretty decent kitchen appliance for that. What makes it so pricey?
It's all about the thinking. See? O3 uses this fancy method called test time compute. It explores tons of possibilities before giving you an answer. It's like a chef meticulously tasting and adjusting a recipe until it's perfect.
So it's like a digital Gordon Ramsay, minus the yelling?
Ha, maybe. And it seems to be working. It aced this ARC AI benchmark test, scoring a whopping 87.5%. That's like 3 times better than its predecessor, O1.
Impressive. But back to the $1,000 question. Is this kind of cost even sustainable?
That's the $1 million question, isn't it? It throws a wrench in the whole scaling argument. You know, the idea that just giving AI more power and data makes it infinitely better.
Right. Diminishing returns. Is it really worth spending a fortune when the improvements become less dramatic?
Even the cheaper version of O3, the one that only costs $20 per task, is still way pricier than older models. Think about ChatGPT Plus. It's $25 a month. How can they give us super smart AI without bankrupting themselves?
Good point. It's like trying to make a gourmet meal with grocery store budget ingredients.
This Cholet guy, the one who made the benchmark, he said O3 is getting close to human-level performance, but it's just not economical yet. He even pointed out that you could pay a human $5 to do the same tasks O3 does for over 1,000.
So it's a battle of brains versus budget?
Yeah, Cholet's optimistic, though. He thinks the cost performance will get better. We'll have to wait and see, I guess. A mini version of O3 is supposed to come out in January.
Fingers crossed, this is definitely a recipe for disruption, expensive disruption.
That's a good way to put it. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today's episode of Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to keep those CPUs cool and your wallets even cooler. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.